is the concept we find when it comes to putting together the lulav and esrog, and that is that we tie the lulav, the three medium together, not the esrog, the other three we tie together. And the Gemara details that Yehuda's opinion is that it's ma'akev l'kicha, has to be in sort of form where the three are tied together. We hold that one does not need to bind them together. Nonetheless, the Gemara says it's a concept called hider mitzvah. Really, essentially, there are four mitzvahs that we're performing. It's not one mitzvah, it's four mitzvahs. And each mitzvah could feasibly be performed independently. Someone would have to pick up a lulav, put it down, pick up an esrog, put it down, pick up a dasim, pick up a rabbis independently. He would be mekayim, assuming he had them all in front of him, and there would be some semblance of having them all together. We try to do it better than that. We have it all together, and we go ahead and we are ma'agid them together with an eged, and some are makbid, different opinions, but actually having a kesher shel kayomot be firmly tied together. The Ariezer asks that the Gemara says the concept here is called hider mitzvah. Hider means we know that the concept we're one is supposed to beautify mitzvahs to make things nicer, beautiful. Every mitzvah we do is supposed to be done in a way where the mitzvah itself is enhanced. But here we have a concept. Tying it together is not mentioned in the Torah. So what exactly is the beauty here? It's not gold. It's not fancy. It's tied together. Where is that a hider? Where is that a glorification of the mitzvah itself? Rabbi Nezer says that generally we associate hider with the item of the mitzvah itself. A prettier esrog is nicer. Anything else we do, we take it something, we make it beautiful, that mitzvah itself is enhanced. There are times, he says, when the action wherein we perform the mitzvah, the action is enhanced. He says, the pasuk says, l'kachtem l'chem. And l'kachtem implies to be taken together. So, if it's here together on the table, that's together. Taking it in my hands at one time is even more so a kiyum of togetherness. When I take it and I tie it together, my action is a hider in my action. The way I'm taking it together is we're actually bound together. And he goes on and says that this concept comes from other places as well. There's a concept in Erev Pesach, and likewise on Erev Sukkot, spot down Shulchan Aruch, one may not sit down for a meal late in the day. Preferably after Chatzai, certainly after within the last 2 hours of the day, one may not wash for a meal. And even earlier in the day, one should not eat a very large amount of food to the degree where he will not be hungry in the evening. Why is that so? One is supposed to have an appetite for matzah Pesach night. One is supposed to have an appetite for achilas sukkah the first night as well. The idea is that one has to have an appetite. Now the question is, when you eat the matzah, there's no beautiful, the matzah is not enhanced, not nicer matzah based on my appetite. Nothing changes about the mitzvah itself. So I'm going to suggest the same approach here as well. My attitude towards eating will determine how I eat it. My action, the Torah says you should eat matzah, you should eat in the sukkah. My action should be one where I'm showing that I'm enjoying what I'm eating. If I'm full, if I'm totally stuffed, then I have no reason to eat anything except because I have to. You know, the Torah says I got to eat. If that's my attitude, my whole action of achila is not in a form where it's enhancing the mitzvah. Therefore, I'm supposed to show beauty in the way I do it as well, in the action of the mitzvah. One other point where we find is, I haven't found this before, but I would suggest that by tzedakah, that by many mitzvahs, it says one should use his right hand to perform mitzvahs. The right hand is always your stronger hand, your primary hand to use for anything important. Even by tzedakah and other mitzvahs, we say where there's no relevance. You give someone a dollar, it doesn't matter which hand you gave it to him. The bottom line is, he got a dollar in his pocket. Nonetheless, we find that any of using Yad Yamin, I would suggest perhaps the same lines, that since it's a more of a distinguished way of doing something, it's more of a proper way to do something, showing that respect by using your right hand is a way of enhancement in the action of the mitzvah, even again where it has no relevance in the practical application of the Kiyum HaMitzvah.